Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this item is actually super, super cool. I know I say that a lot about a lot of our items that we sell, but this one really is different than what's out there. Now, this is a MagSafe wallet. And you're going to say, well, what's the big deal about a MagSafe wallet? There's a ton of different MagSafe wallets out there. Well, this is not just a MagSafe wallet, because this is going to give you so much more than just a wallet. It's going to give you a wallet to hold cards. It's going to give you a stand to be able to stand your phone up. It's going to give you a money clip if you want to use the stand as a money clip like I do for some cash. It's going to give you a phone grip on the back that creates a little loop that you can run your finger through to help you hold your phone better. And it's going to give you a built-in speaker with Find My Support to work with the Apple Find My feature on your iPhone or iPad or whatever. And what that's going to do is allow you to play a tone on this wallet to locate it if you drop it somewhere, drop it behind a chair or a table or a nightstand or whatever. It's also going to notify you when you leave it behind. So this thing does so many different things. So let's get into it. Now, if you guys out there, most of you know, probably know what MagSafe is. That is the magnet that is built into the back of the iPhone 12, 13, 14, or 15. And that does, that I'm sure will continue down the road to the 16, the 17, the 18, and so on and so on. It's a magnet that's built into the back of the phone that allows you to add or attach different magnetic accessories to the back of your phone for like chargers, stands, phone grips, wallets, things like that. All right, so this is one of those. It is leather. It's not a genuine leather. It is a vegan leather, but it still feels really good in the hand. It's you know, you probably wouldn't even know that it was vegan leather if I didn't tell you, but it definitely doesn't smell like real leather, but, you know, a lot of places are going to the vegan leather. Now, on the back of the wallet, you will feel, now when I say the back, let me clarify, let's say the inside, let's say the front of the wallet, okay? The front of the wallet is going to be the part that attaches to your phone. And on the front of the wallet, you can actually feel the MagSafe ring that's indented in the leather where the magnet ring is, okay? And then you can also feel that little thing below at 6 o'clock, right below the MagSafe ring, that is an extra magnet. So it's a very, very strong magnet. It sticks on your phone. Very strong. I use a Spigen case. The Spigen case has probably the strongest magnet of any case I've ever used. So if you guys are looking for a really nice case for a little money, and I'm not getting paid by Spigen to say this, but I have tried a ton of cases out there, and this is the one I keep going back to. And the one I use is the Ultra Hybrid case. And they have that for the different models of iPhones. But it literally has the strongest magnet of any case I have ever used. And you have to put some force into that to get this wallet off. So this thing is not going anywhere, if with this case at least. And of course, it still has a strong magnet, even if you're not using a Spigen case. But the magnet, yeah, this wallet is very strong magnet. It's not going to go anywhere. So when you slap this on the back of your phone or your phone case, if you're brave and you carry your phone without a case, then slap it on the back of your phone. It doesn't add that much bulk at all, really. It's for all the stuff that includes inside it, it really doesn't add that much bulk. It does add a little bit of a little weight, and you know, a little thickness, but not much at all. And if you always want, you can use the phone grip on the back of it. So that is how it attaches. And then the wallet itself actually flips open from the bottom, flipping toward the top. So the hinge is toward the top where your camera would be, and then it flips open at the bottom like a Star Trek communicator. Yes, I'm a Trekkie. Or like a flip phone. So it flips open, and then inside you can adjust it when it's flipped open. You can adjust it to whatever angle you want to be your phone stand. It does flip open almost to flat, and then you can adjust it to any angle in between. So anything 90 degrees, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, whatever, you can pretty much adjust this to whichever angle you want if you want to use this as a stand. But I actually use mine as a money clip. So I actually put some cash in between there, and then just slap that closed. It magnetically closes and it holds the cash right in the middle of those two pieces. So it's a really neat thing if you wanted to use it like I do as a money clip. I know it's not really designed for that. They talk about it's really made for to be a stand. But hey, I always like to be a little bit different, think outside the box. So I use mine for a cash money clip. All right, so on the back of the wallet now, because we talked about the front of the wallet is the part that sticks to your phone. On the back of the wallet, at the top, you're going to have the slot where your cards go in. Now, this will hold up to 3 cards, but I was actually able to get about 3.5 cards in there. I got about 3 credit cards and like my insurance card, which is a very thin plastic card. So I was able to do that. So just know it's going to do, 3 full-size credit cards and then maybe a little bit of cash. You could even tuck cash in there, or you could do like an insurance card or that kind of thing. And then there is a cutout at the bottom of the wallet part that you can actually push up from the bottom, and it pushes the cards out the top. If you can't grab the cards in the middle, which I can't, I just grab them on the side and slide them out. There's plenty of space on each side of the cards when you slide that up from the bottom. So I just grab them from the side and pull them out and then grab whatever card I need. So that's a nice feature. Unfortunately, Apple and some other companies, they don't do that. And you have to try and get your finger in the middle of the card and pluck the card out rather than pull the card out. The cards do stay in very nicely. They're not going to fall out or anything like that. So they do stay in the wallet very, very snugly. And then on the part of the, on the back part of that wallet piece that where your cards go, there is the piece of leather fabric, the leather material that you can push up from the bottom, and it causes that to kind of create a loop. And then once it creates that loop, you can slide any one of your fingers through and use this to kind of hold your phone to help from getting hand fatigue. Or if you have a big phone with small hands, this will help with that. You can slide any of your fingers through there, that loop, and it's going to help you hold the phone. And then when you want to put it flat again, just press on that loop and it goes flat again and just hugs the wall of the wallet on the outside there. So that is a nice little feature there. And then finally, there is a built-in speaker in this, as well, of course, as a built-in battery, because you do have to power the speaker. Now, the battery is rechargeable, and it does come in the package with a rechargeable cable, or a cable to recharge the battery, I guess I should say. The cable has a USB-C on one end. It's about a foot long, and on the other end, it has 4 metal prongs. Those metal prongs actually go into the holes on the wallet to charge it. So what you're going to want to do is look at the front of the wallet where the MagSafe ring is. You're going to find the 6 o'clock area on that MagSafe ring. You're going to take your finger and you're going to run it straight down toward the bottom of the wallet to the 6 o'clock position. Okay. Once you get about a half inch from the bottom of the wallet, you're going to feel there is a series of dots right there, or holes, I guess they'd be, not necessarily dots, but holes. And that is where the, are they holes? I don't know if they're holes or actual little prong. I think they're little metal contacts, but I don't necessarily think they're holes, but, it's kind of hard to feel. Anyway, so those are little metal contacts. And what you're going to do is take that one end of the wireless charging piece, and you're going to line that up where the prongs of that piece touch the contacts of this piece. So there's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 prongs and then 3 or 4 contacts. So just make sure that it grabs a hold and you'll get the hang of it after a while. It's really not too, let me grab the cable here. It's really not too hard to get it lined up because they're magnetized. So once you get it lined up where it goes, you can hear it snap into place. That's the wireless charger snapping into those contacts. So it's very easy to get them lined up. They're only going to snap on one place. And once you get that snapped on, plug it into your whatever power bank. Actually, this is about longer than a foot cord. I would say it's actually closer to probably a foot and a half. So it's a nice, you know, decent size cord. Plug it into a power bank, plug it into a computer, plug it into a wall charger, whatever. Let it charge for a couple hours. It should only take a couple hours to charge up this battery. It's not a big battery in here, and it doesn't take up a lot of juice. So probably a couple hours will be fine. Now, this battery in here will actually last up to about 6 months. Now, you might get a little more mileage out of that based off something I'm going to talk about here in a minute. But it does actually feel like those prongs are going down into some indentions. So they must be little indentions in the wallet, and those prongs are snapping down in there magnetically. So it very strong magnet, and you will be able to figure that out without any issue whatsoever. Now, of course, you can turn it one way or the other, and you can charge it one way, or you can flip the cord 180 degrees and charge it another way, as long as they go in those little contacts, as long as they go in those holes there. And the holes are basically right in the middle of the wallet, like I said, about a half inch above the bottom of the wallet. All right. Now let's talk about the mechanism of the speaker and everything. This does allow you to power this on or off, which is nice. If you want to, if you're somebody very disciplined and you remember to turn it on when you leave and to turn it off when you get back, then you could probably get a little more mileage out of your battery than 6 months. But the cool thing is, the Apple Find My app will actually show you how much battery is left in this. So you can always go in there and check that to see if there, you know, how much battery is left on this wallet. I'm the type of person, I forget, turn things on or turn things off. So I'll probably just leave mine on and use it that way. But there is a power button, and the power button is completely opposite where those charging prongs are. So if you feel where those charging prongs are on the front of the wallet, and then you take your finger and open up the wallet, so flip it open, take your finger and run it around on the inside, completely opposite those prongs, but on the inside of the wallet, you will actually feel where the leather actually sinks down into a little hole that is about the size of your pinky finger. That is the power button. And to turn it on, you're going to press and hold it in for several seconds until you hear the power tone. So let's do that now. Oops. Okay. Sorry. Mine was turned on already. So that actually gives you a descending tone. That is the power off tone. So it actually takes longer to power it off than to power it on. And this is a good thing. That way, if this is hitting something up against something in your pocket or somewhere where you're storing this, it's not going to accidentally turn off. So it's about 2 seconds to turn it on, 2 or 3 seconds to turn it on, and about 4 to 5 seconds to turn it off. So now let's turn it on. I'm going to hit the button and hold it in, and now you're going to hear ascending tones. There's the ascending tones, little happy tones there, and that tells you that it's turned on, and you heard it only took a couple seconds for that to turn on, but it took longer on the other one, me holding down to turn off. Now, the cool thing about this is you can also tell when it's on or off by just pressing the button twice quickly. So if you go up to get your wallet, you don't know if it's on or off, you don't want to mess with holding the button down several times to get it, you know, back on or whatever, you can just press the button twice quickly, and if it gives you a single beep, then it's turned on. So let's do that now. And there's your single beep. So that tells you that the wallet is powered on. So that way you know exactly what the operation status is of it. Or what the operation status of it is. Yeah, there you go. One of those. Anyway, so I'm going to show you guys what you're going to do to pair this up to your phone. When you first get it and you make sure that it's turned on, you're going to open up the Find My app on your iPhone or iPad or whatever you have. 59A at finance folder, 8 app. Open Find My.
Find My Devices tab.
Okay, now at the bottom of your Find My app, you're going to have different tabs. One's going to be devices, one's going to be items, there's going to be some others.
Me tab selected, devices selected, items, me tab.
Me.
Me tab selected, items.
Items,
devices.
Devices.
Tab, people. Tab.
People. Okay, those are your tabs at the bottom. So for this, you're going to want to go to the items tab.
Selected items.
Okay, you're going to tap on the items tab, and you're going to go up to the top with your finger, and you're going to look for the word add. ADD, add.
And my locate and map. W, W, app item, app items. Heading, card control, add button.
You can actually do a headings with your router or rotor or router, rotor, router, 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 router. Could go headings with your rotor, and then you could go where it says items, and then just swipe to the right, and you'll see add. So once you tap on add, you're going to go to add other item. Now, I've already paired this with my phone, but I'm going to just show you guys how to get where you need to get to pair this up. So I'm going to tap on add.
Share my location button.
And I'm going to take my finger and I'm going to look for add other item.
Dismiss context, add other item button.
Right there, and I'm going to tap on that. And it's going to search for the item.
Heading.
Now, it's not going to find my item because it's already paired up. But when yours is not paired up with your phone yet, it's going to come up and it's going to say MagSafe wallet or something like that. And then once it says that, you're going to click on connect, I believe is what comes up, connect. It's going to ask you to name it. So you can name it whatever you want. I think I named mine Brent's wallet.
Page one of Shopify phone folder.
Hold on 1 second.
Here. Find
got out of the Find My app.
Follow an animation. An animate. Close. Search.
Close.
App Brent. Apple TV. Brent's wallet.
Yep. Home. So I named mine Brent's wallet. If you
Actions available.
It might give you a default name that's already listed there. You can use the name they have. You can put your own name in, whatever you want. So once you put in what you want it to be called, then you're going to click on continue, and then it's going to ask you to pick an emoji. And, you know, that's not going to do us a lot of good, but I guess for somebody that just wants to quickly look down and see, you know, this emoji is associated with this item, this emoji is associated with this item, so on, whatever. So you can just pick any emoji you want and then click continue. It's going to give you a couple of other things, pieces of information. And then finally, when you get to the end, it's going to have you a finish button. So once you click on that finish button, it's going to have you agree to connect it to your iCloud account, and then it'll take you to the finish button. So click on finish, and then you'll see it in your list here of items. And then when it's in your list of items, I can now go in here anytime I want, and I can get directions right to my wallet, and I can also play a sound on my wallet, and I can also turn on the feature. It's on by default, but it's the notify when left behind. So if you were just to carry this wallet by itself and you went out somewhere and left the wallet on a countertop or something, you're walking away, your phone's going to notify you that you left your wallet behind. Or maybe you went out the door with your phone, but you forgot your wallet. When you get out the door, it's going to notify you on your phone that you left your wallet behind. So that is a really cool feature on it as well. And because this has Bluetooth, and that's why it pairs up with your phone and not by satellite or GPS, it will give you step-by-step directions on where to get to it when you've lost it or when you're trying to find it. Where the Apple AirTags, because they're GPS, they can only give you like broad stroke coordinates on where it was last seen and stuff like that. And it won't actually give you like step-by-step directions like the Bluetooth does. So that's a really cool feature on this as well. The GPS is a little more vague, where the Bluetooth is a little more accurate on where to find it. So if I was to go and tap on Brent's wallet in my list here.
Brent's wallet, home.
Says home. It'll tell
battery
me if it's
100%.
With me. There's the battery.
Battery charge is 100%.
Okay. Tells me the battery's 100%.
Now, button. With you. Button.
Tells me that it's with me now. There will be a There's a map up at the top of the screen that is visual, but if you wanted to, you could always have somebody look at the map if you needed to, and they could tell you where it is, that kind of thing. So there is a visual map there as well. And then right down below here is a play sound.
Wallet. Brent's wallet. Samantha. Map pit. Living room. Victoria Play. NW100.
There's
Victoria
the map
Place, north, south.
Of where my wallet is.
Card controller. Brent's wallet. With you. Button. Now. Button. Battery charge is 100%. Play sound. Off.
Okay, this is a cool thing here. So maybe you drop it. Maybe you can't find it in your house like I do all the time. I lay things down. I can't find them. You can just simply come in here and tap on play sound, and it will play a sound on it, just like this.
Play sound. Connecting.
Just like that. Well, hold on. Why is it not playing sound? Okay, let me try
Brent's
it again.
Wallet. With you. Now. Battery. Play sound. A play sound.
There we go.
Connecting.
And there it plays the sound. And you can click stop sound.
Direction. Stop sound. Play sound.
And
off.
Stop it from playing. I always recommend, guys, after you pair this up with your wallet the first, pair this up with your phone the first time, definitely go in and tell it to play the sound, because I've noticed that it kind of needs like that first initial time to get connected and synced up. And then after that, it should play the sound each and every time that you do it. So if you just saw there, it didn't do it the first time for some reason. I think it takes some time the very first time to get a little connected and, you know, get synced up. But after that, it should be fine. So if I do it again,
play sound. Play sound.
There it goes. Connection. Just perfect. Spot on. And there's the sound.
Directions. Stop sound. Play sound. Off.
And one thing I like about it is it doesn't just play a sound for like a couple seconds and then go off. It actually keeps playing for a while. Now, it will eventually stop, but it does play it for a long while to get to give you time to find it before it stops. But if you find it before it quits playing it, you can just simply click the stop button and it'll stop playing the sound. Okay, if I swipe down here again,
directions.
There's the directions. You can click on that. It'll give you directions on how to get to it if you've lost it.
Share this item.
You can share it with people so that they can help you find it, whatever. That's cool.
Add person.
You can add a person to this item so they will have access to it and so forth.
Notifications.
Now, here's the notifications.
Notify when found. Dimmed. Switch button. Off.
Okay, that's dim, so we can't do anything with that. Actually,
selected. Notify when left behind. On. Button.
Okay, so there's the notify when left behind. So you can turn that off if you want. It is on by default.
Lost mode.
Okay, so you can actually set this to lost mode. And then when you set it to lost mode, I believe it will undim. I don't know if that's a word. Not dim. That option for notify when found. So let me try to click on lost mode here.
Lost mode. Enable button.
Oh, there's an, okay. Let me click enable.
Activate to dismiss pop-up window. Cancel. Lost mode. Brent's wallet. Barbold@icloud.com. What will happen? Notify when found.
Okay, so yeah.
You will receive a notification when the location becomes available. Find my log. This item is linked to your Apple ID, so no one else can pair to it. Leave a message.
Oh, so that's cool, guys.
Leave a phone number or email for the finder of your item to contact you. Continue button.
Neat. So if you lose this out and about somewhere and you don't get it, you don't like go back and get it before you have already left the store or whatever, you can enable this in lost mode. And you can actually put a message in here that if somebody finds it, it'll pop up a message and say, hey, you know, please call me for a reward, you know, to return this, whatever. So the minute you know that you've lost this and left it behind, You can enable the lost mode and it will keep anybody else from pairing with it, but it'll also give them that message that pops up to say, hey, if you return this to me, I'll give you a cash reward, that kind of thing, to give them an incentive. You can put your contact info there and they can get in touch with you that way. So that is a really cool thing. And then it will also notify you if it's been found. So if somebody takes it, somebody finds it, and I guess if they, turn it on or try to pair it or something, it will notify you that it's been found. So that is a very, very cool feature there. I have never really played with that, but that is very similar to the wallet air card that we sell, the smart card that we sell in the store at the time of this recording. At least we have them. But yeah, that is a really neat feature. And so I'm just going to come up here and close out of that box.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel out of that. But yeah, so those are some of the things that you can do with this. You got the lost mode. You've got the notify when left behind. You've got the sound you can play on it. You've got the directions on how to get to it exactly. Now that is definitely an ultimate MagSafe wallet. So that is why I'm calling this the ultimate MagSafe wallet, because this is not just a wallet. It's a stand. It's a cash money clip. It's a phone grip. It's a card holder for credit cards and IDs, and it is a Find My built-in Find My feature with the speaker, with the lost mode, with the notify when left behind, all that good stuff, all built in to this one wallet. So that is so cool. There is so much that goes with this. You will never go back to a regular wallet. Regular MagSafe wallet again, because this one actually does so much. Very, very cool, guys. These are brand new in the box. These are black in color. Like I said, they're kind of a vegan leather. You do get the charging cable in the package, of course, and then, of course, you get the wallet. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldtcompany.com, and our website is harboldtcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.